Hello, everyone. I hope that all of you had a very peaceful and great new year. And I hope you didn't make a lot of promises for this new year. And just do what you need to do for the new year. One of the topics that I want to talk about, it's about pride and ego. How someone gets consumed with pride and ego. What is pride? What is ego? Why do we have it? And what is the purpose? Honestly, pride and ego doesn't serve a purpose. It was just told to us as children to have pride and ego. You know, we think that it's okay to have pride and ego, but it's not. But let me tell you why people think it's okay to have it. It's okay to feel that you should be proud and who and what you are. And you should be proud of who and what you are. But when you put the ego in it, then it goes beyond that. Then you forget what was the purpose that you had, that pride within you. Because pride can be used in a very positive way. Ego, I found it to be in a very negative way. I find that people are so insecure of themselves that they feel their pride and ego makes up for it. And it doesn't. It really doesn't. Pride and ego, people say, well, I have pride and ego because I'm not going to allow anyone to take advantage of me and use me or abuse me or make fun of me or criticize me. I have my pride and ego because I'm going to keep that to my limit. Pride and ego come from being selfish in a very negative way. Because selfish can be positive. And how can selfish be positive? Well, it can be positive in a sense that if you want to find out who and what you are, and you need that time for yourself, then you need to be selfish for that. But only because it has a greater purpose. But when you're selfish in a negative way, that means everything's about you and no one else. And that's not acceptable. There are so many people that need to be noticed, need to be heard. And I get that. But when you allow pride and ego to get in the way, you use the value of a human being, which is you. I used to think that to be noticed and to be heard is to just stand there and be recognized. But now you stand there and you're not recognized or noticed. And not because of you, because of the people that you deal with that chooses not to recognize you. And then you think it's you. And then you get angry and upset. And then you start developing this pride and ego. Because you allowed another human being or other human beings to question yourself. You know, when I used to go out with my friends to parties and houses, and I would go in, and everybody would say hello to you in the beginning. Everybody was very pleasant. But then all of a sudden, I found myself sitting in a corner on my own. And it wasn't because I was ugly or I was skinny, chubby, but because people were in their own world and they just connected to who they felt good about. And here you are, a new person. They don't know you. And they don't know how to connect with you. So you find yourself sitting in a corner. Did I feel bad sitting in that corner? Honestly, no. And you know why? Because I got time to observe people and the way they interact. In the way that how some had to try so much to get attention, to be heard. So being in that corner, I've learned a lot. I gained more than those people that were talking to each other. Did I stay in that corner all night? No. I got up and I went to another corner. There might have been a few people that came by and say hi and got to talk to me. And it was okay. But it wasn't that important. Because during the time that I was on my own, I've learned so much. And I was grateful for that. I didn't feel that they didn't talk to me because I wasn't intellectual, smart. But it served a purpose. You see, we feel that whenever we go, that we need to communicate. We need to talk. We need to be noticed. And that's not true. Not all the time that's going to happen. And you know something? That's okay. Because whether you realize it or not, you need that time for yourself. You need to open your mind and your eyes and just hear. Allow yourself to see. Allow yourself to think. And allow yourself to hear. What is wrong with that? I don't find anything wrong with it. I don't assume that when I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to meet people. I don't do that. I say to myself that Wherever I'm going to go, I'm going to learn something. And that to me is so awesome. Because sometimes we don't need to communicate to others to learn. There's a time for that. And there's a time to be okay to sit in that corner. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like taking your chair, putting it on the sand, and sitting there and seeing the water and the waves and the different direction that it goes, because you just want to be there by yourself. So what is the difference? To me, there's none. Because when I sit in that corner, I go where the waves in the different directions that it goes. And I learn something different about the water. And to me, that is awesome. Not all the time do we have to connect with humans. There's so much for us to connect with that we lose that space that's inside of us that is missing. To sit and look at a tree, to look at the sky, at the stars, at the sun, at the moon. Even to look at an empty wall and visualize anything and everything you want. But you see, we don't do that because we're so consumed with pride and ego. And I'm going to look better than you. And I'm going to do more than you. And that is so sad. That is so sad when you allow pride and ego to get in the way. To take you away from the most warmest, beautiful sight within you. When people use pride and ego, are people that are not willing to learn, to grow. Because they fester on that. And they miss so much more in life and in people. Taking control and wanting control. Because of pride and ego. Making people feel they're worthless. They're nothing because I got pride and ego. Looking at a human being and telling them, I know best because I got pride and ego. It's funny how humans see things, and they lost the value of themselves because they picked these words, these negative, heavy words to run their lives, and they make sacrifices for these words also. Because it's important to them. Because you see, they have nothing else to grab to but that. Because they wasn't taught any better. They wasn't taught to realize that they are special, that they matter, and that the world is not going to recognize them. But it's you that needs to recognize you. And don't worry what the people think about you. Worry about what you think about yourself. Don't weaken yourself because people use pride and ego to bring you down. to make you feel worthless. Don't do that. Don't sell yourself. You know, if people don't get to know you for you, that's their problem. But humans are like little tiny balls you roll on your hand. And that little ball keeps going around and around and around and around and around. And it doesn't end. It doesn't go anywhere. But just around and around and around. And that is so sad. Because that is not the purpose. But when you allow pride and ego to consume you, that's what you're doing. In your mind, you're saying, I'm succeeding. I am famous. People notice me. People hear me. But what you don't realize is that little ball is still going around and around and around. And you know why? Because it's not going to let you go anywhere. It's going to keep you as long as you have pride and ego. It would never, ever let you go. And here you sit and says, because of my pride and ego, I have succeeded. I am noticed. I'm important. Oh my goodness, the ignorance of humans. Such stupidity. You only succeeded in one quart of your journey. But you have so much to go, and you have no idea that there's still more. But you stay in that little ball as you rub it over and over and over again, and you're still there, and you think you succeeded. Oh my goodness, what a fool you are. Do you think that life is just about pride and ego? Do you think life is about notice me? I'm important. I'm famous. Because if you do, you have nothing. Nothing there. And you fooled yourself all these years. Because that's nothing when it comes to fulfilling your life with so much more. I find that pride and ego is a punishment. You punish yourself because it takes too much to be there. It takes manipulations. It takes thoughts. And how I'm going to not let this person go first, but me first. And how am I going to look better than that person? And how can I find myself so people can notice me more than that person? Oh my God, there's such much manipulation within your brains, within your body, within yourself. Oh my goodness, why would you want to go there? Tell me something. What is so great about being noticed? I don't get it. You know, it's enough as a parent that my children notice me. And there's times I just want to hide from them. And they're my children.
who I love with all my heart. But I still want to run away. So imagine people noticing me. Oh my goodness. It's like, really? Because to me, it's not important. It's not important. Sometimes people, my daughter tells me, Ma, you're older, but you dress like an old lady. Why aren't you dressed your age? And I look at her and I say, but I feel comfortable the way I'm dressed. And she said, but nobody's going to look at you the way you dress. And I said to her, that's okay. Because no one has to notice me but me. I'm not going out there to be noticed. I'm going out there to do what I need to do. No more, no less. I have you to notice me. I have your brothers to notice me. And that's all that matters to me. Because you give me enough to be noticed, to feel important. And I am fortunate to have that. And I'm grateful to have that. So you might not like the way I dress. You might not like that I don't put makeup. But just the fact that you notice, because you're my daughter, that's all that matters. Because anybody out there can tell me the same thing you're telling me, and I'll tell them what I tell you. It's okay. Because the outside world doesn't have to notice me. It's just I and you. And that's enough for me. If my children are proud of what I do, that to me is the world. If I'm a star in their eyes, that to me is eternity. And if I succeeded being a mother, then I have won the world. But out there in that world, no. You cannot give me what I already have within me and with my children. I don't need to be famous in the world, and I don't need to be known in the world. All I need is to be noticed within me and my children. Sometimes we want more out of life. And I get it. Believe me, I get it. But when you allow pride and ego to get in the way, you devastate yourself.